flesh. Yet now we know him thus no longer. Verse 17.
17节.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we know during this time that Paul encouraged the members in Corinthian church.
当时保罗写信来鼓励哥林多教会的信徒。
That they should have a new life.
他们要有一个新的生命。
And the reason they should have a new life because Christ have died for them.
因为主为他们而死。
And Christ not only died for one person, but Christ died for all.
基督并不是为一人而死，而为众人而死。
And then all of them who died in baptism.
那他们也是通过洗礼而死。
They should no longer live for themselves. But they should live for Lord Jesus Christ who have died for them.
而是为那为他们牺牲的为他们而死的人活。
But before they can live for him.
但是在他们可以为基督而活之前。
They have to have this newness of life inside of them.
他们要有这个新造的在他们的里面。
So that's why in verse 17.
正如此在十七节
He said to them, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
就是若有人在基督里他就是新造的人
So if they truly in Christ, they have this new creation.
人若是在基督里他就是新造的人
Why? Because all the old things have passed away.
因为旧事已过
And he said, Behold, all things have become new.
都变成了新的
These four verses also pertaining to us.
那这段话其实也跟我们有关系的。
We know the day that we die.
我们在死的那一天。
Is the day we are crucified and buried with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是跟主耶稣同死同埋葬。
But to prove that we have a new life in us, we must be able to walk in this new life.
我们要证明我们有这个新的生命在我们里头，我们要可以。走在这个新的生命当中
Because all our old self should pass away
我们的旧的我应该成为过去
This means the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh and pride of life These belong to the old self
换句话来说眼目的情欲肉体的情欲今生的骄傲应该都成为了过去
And because belong to the old self We should not live according to our old self
那因为这一切都属于的以前的我，所以就让它归回以前的我，而成为过去。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
让我们翻到以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2, we're talking about our old self.
第一跟第二节是在讲以前讲旧我
Verse 1
第一节
And you who make alive who were dead in trespasses and sin Verse 2
第二节
In which you once walk according to the course of this world according to the prince the power of the air the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience So we can see in these two verses this is the way the old self should walk
从这两节我们可以看到这就是救我他们的行事为人
Because in verse 1 it tells us very clearly
第一节就很清楚地告诉我们
Because in verse 1 all those who are old self died in trespasses
你们死在过犯的罪中
Why? Because our old self is full of sin
因为过去的我是充满了罪
If it's full of sin this means when we die we'll die and to go to everlasting condemnation
因此死的话永远的死
Because our old self is full of sin And then verse 2 We can't help it but to walk according to the flesh
因为旧我是充满了罪正因为如此所以在第二节才会说他们是被控制的
So that's why in chapter 2 verse 2 and say, In which you once walked according to the course of this world
第二节说他们的 行事为人是随从这今世的风俗
If I also walk according to this world
要是就我是跟着这个世界的风俗而行的
And then a person who's controlling us is the prince of the power of the air which is Satan himself
那控制着我们的就是那空中掌控者的首领
And this power also works in those who are sons of disobedience
那同样的这个也会掌控着那些叛逆之子的心里面在
掌控 So that's why it's important when we reflect on a spirituality
因此当我们在思考反省自己的属灵的生活
Do we still walk according to our old self
我们还是按照旧我在生活着吗？
If we walk according to old self, for sure, Satan is the one that controlling us.
要是这样的话，撒旦才是那一位掌控着我们的。
But every one of us, we have been baptized.
但是我们每一位都已经受洗了。
And this is the time we should have put that old self away.
这时候我们要把我们的旧我脱下。
So we can have a newness of life in us.
我们才有新的在我们的生命当中。
Because this newness of life is according to the image of God Himself.
因为这个新造的人是按着神的形象而造的。
So that's why we go to Ephesians chapter 4.
在以弗所书的第四章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
以弗所书第四章二十四节。
And then you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So if we truly live according to our new self,
要是真的我们是按着新人而活的话，
we should live according to the image and likeness of God.
我们要按着神的形象来活。
Because only when we live according to His image and His likeness, and then we are living according to His righteousness and His holiness.
只有当我们按着神的形象活的时候，我们才有仁义跟圣洁。
But if we don't feel that we have this new self inside of us,
但是要是我们不觉得有这样的一个新人在我们里面的话，
and then it's very difficult for us to put on the new self.
那就很难在我们生活当中把它行出来。
Because to put on a new self will take a lot of faith.
把它穿上这个新人，因为这个需要信心。
You can see when I talk to brothers and sisters in Hawaii.
当我在跟夏威夷的弟兄姐妹交谈的时候，
even though many of them were baptized for many, many years before,
很多人都是信主多年，
but they never have the opportunity to put on the new self.
但是他们从没有机会来披上新人。
Because they did not put on the new self, so the way they live their lives are very different.Than that of God's teaching.
正因为如此，他们所过的日子跟神的所教训是不一致的。
Almost every couple in Hawaii have been divorced before.
在夏威夷几乎每一对夫妻他们曾经都离婚过。
And almost every single younger brother and sister they already have a relationship before marriage.
那每一个年轻的在当地的弟兄姐妹，他们在婚前其实都已经跟其他人有关系。
And even though we have 30 to 40 youth there right now, there's only 2-3 left in church.
即使在当地他们有40到50个青年，但是现在所剩下的只有两三位。
Yes, even though all of them were baptized before.
即使他们都曾经受洗过。
But they fall short upon their new self, it is image and likeness of God.
但是他们却没有可以穿上新人，那就是按着神的形象造。
Why? Because they don't have the mentality when Christ died for them, we must live their life, they must live their life according to the teaching of God.
因为他们没有这个意识到，当基督为我们而死的时候，我们就要按着神的教训，基督的教训来活。
But how about us?
那我们呢？
In our spiritual life,
我们属灵的生命。
Do we do everything according to the word of God?
我们是凡事按着神的旨意而行吗？
When we sit down, do we sit and do things according to the word of God?
那我们是否任何一件事情都是按着神的旨意而做呢？
And when we stand, do we stand and stand according to the word of God?
那我们是坐着或者是我们站着，是否都是按着神的旨意而做？
And when we walk, do we truly walk according to the word of God?
那我们行走是否也是按着神的旨意而行走呢？
Because if we don't sit, if we don't stand, if we don't walk according to the word of God, then even though we are baptized, we truly don't have the new creation inside of us.
要是我们坐着，我们站着，我们走着都没有按着神的旨意而做的话，我们就没有按着这个新的人而活。
But what is our new self?
那这个新的人是什么？
And why is it so important for us to live according to our new self?
为什么是如此的重要的是我们要穿上新人过着这样的生活？
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
I mean chapter 2, sorry.
第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 5.
以弗所书第二章四到五节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, verse 5.
第五节。
Even when we are dead in trespasses, make us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, verse 6.
六节。
And raise us up together and make us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we can see, the minute we know that we have the newness of life inside of us,
当我们知道我们有这个新人在我们里头的时候
And that's the time we know that how much Christ loves us.
我们就知道神是如何的爱我们
If we do not know that Christ loves us,
要是我们不知道基督爱我们的话
And give his life for us,
不晓得他把他的生命给了我们
Then there's no point for us to live a life according to his will.
那就我们没有意义要过着一个按照他旨意而活的人。
So that's why our brothers and sisters in Hawaii have such a hard time.
正因为如此，在夏威夷当地的弟兄姐妹才会有这么困难的时候。
Because when they were baptized, they just feel this baptism is just another thing that they have to do in church.
当他们受洗的时候，他们只是觉得洗礼是他们在教会必须做的一件事罢了。
But they never come to a realization that because of God's love.
他们从未意识到这是因为神的爱。
Let's find in verse 4 say here, but God who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us.
那在第四节这边说是因为神的爱，因为他的慈爱，所以他为我们死。
So that's why when we think of this new life,
当我们来想这个新的生命
well, the reason we have this new life because of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有这个新的生命就是因为神的爱
And if we understand truly about his great love Then there's no doubt that we can live our life for him
要是我们真的可以了解神的这份大爱我们就可以过着一个按照他的旨意而活的生活
And he proved his great love to us
他也把他的大爱证明给我们看
That is by purchasing our sin from our old self
那就是把我们的罪买过来了就是从我们救我的罪买过来
That's why in verse 5
在第五节
Even when we're dead in trespasses
在我们死在过犯中的时候
And these are old self
就是旧的人
Because our old self is full of sin
我们的旧人是充满了罪的
And we walk according to this world
我们是按照这个世俗的风俗而走
And because of this all of us were dead in trespasses
那正因为如此我们是死在过犯当中
But because of God's love.
但是因为神的大爱
Then because of his love, he made us alive.
因为他的爱他让我们再活过来
So we can sit with our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们可以跟耶稣基督一同坐在天上
That's why in verse 6.
在第六节
And raise us up together and make us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他要叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活一同坐在天上
This is great love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督的大爱
Even though before we were dead in trespasses,
即使过去我们是死在过犯当中的
but now because of his love,
但是现在因为他的爱
he raises up to the point that we can sit together with our Lord Jesus Christ.
他要我们活过来跟他一起坐在天上
that is to sit with him in the heavenly places.
那就是在天上与他一起同坐
so how wonderful this is.
这是何其的美
so that's why sometimes when I think about my spiritual life,
所以有时候当我在思考我属灵的生命
When I sometimes I fall short of God's expectation
有时候我达不到神的目标跟期盼
I can't help but to feel very disappointed myself
我情不自禁的为对自己感到失望
Why? Because if I truly know the reason I can live now and have hope now because of our Lord Jesus Christ
我真的知道我现在可以活在这里是因为神的爱
If I truly realize this,
要是我真的意识到这一点
then I would try my best never ever to fall short of his expectation.
那我会尽力而为的，不再让他失望。
Because his love is the thing to compel me to do things according to his will.
因为他的爱是可以激励我按照他的旨意而行。
This is, we can see that not only that he raises up together with Christ, also be able to make us sit with him.
他不仅是让我们跟耶稣基督一同复活而且一同坐在天上
So that's why we are not any ordinary kind of people
我们并不是普通人
We are not like the people in this world
我们并不像世人
The people in this world actually they sit with Satan himself
世人是跟撒旦同坐的
Not because they are bad people
并不是说他们就是坏人
But because they walk according to the things of this world
而是说他们是随着今世的风俗而行事为人
But God's grace has come upon us
但是神的恩典临到我们
And because of this we are such special people
正因为如此我们是特殊的一群人
So that's why he raised us up only to be able to sit with our Lord Jesus Christ
因此他让我们复活来跟耶稣基督一同坐在天上
This is the new creation
这就是一个新的
状况 And this is the love that our Lord Jesus Christ have given to all of us
这就是神的爱给予我们每一个人
And this is very precious
这是非何其的宝贵
And also When not only when we sit, we should realize this.
不仅是我们与他同坐，我们还要意识到。
But when we are standing.
不仅是我们坐，而且当我们站起来的
时候。When we are standing, we should also realize when we stand, we also stand in the newness of life.
那当我们站的时候，我们是按着一个新人而站着。
How can we know this?
我们是如何知道这一点的呢？
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13.
以弗所书第六章十三节。
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
So we have to realize in the spiritual realm, in this new creation, we stand in such a place.That evil always going to go against us.
我们要知道，在这个新的创造当中，撒旦是跟我们所对敌的。
But if we don't realize this,
但是要是我们没有意识到这一点
，then it's very easy for Satan to knock us down.
那很容易的就会让撒旦来把我们击败。
But if we realize when we stand in this new creation,
但是当我们意识到这一点，按着一个新人站的时候
，we not only stand in the presence of the Lord, but also we stand.In the realm of the evil one.
那我们就在神的面前站住，我们也可以对抵挡仇敌。
So that's why in verse 12.
这十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
在十二节。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the ruler of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
十二节，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
This is the new creation.
这是新的创造。
We have to have a spiritual eyesight.
我们要有一个属灵的眼光。
To see, even though we live physically, but in the spiritual realm, we always fighting against Satan.
我们是肉体上活着，但是我们在属灵上，我们要知道我们是时刻在跟恶魔征战。
But if we do not realize this,
但是要是我们没有意识到这一点
，then we will use our flesh and blood to fight against him.
我们就用我们的血气来跟他们征战。
But if we realize this,
但是当我们是意识到
，we will not use the flesh and blood to fight against him.
我们就不会靠着我们的血气而征战。
Because how can we use our flesh and blood to fight against?Principality against power against the rule of darkness of this age.
我们要是晓得这一点的话，我们怎么会用血气来跟这些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的来征战呢
？And if we use flesh and blood,
当我们用血气来征战的时候
，How can we fight against of the wickedness in heavenly places?
我们要如何跟那些天空属灵气的恶魔征战
？You know, every time I go to Hawaii,
每一次当我去夏威夷
，For some reason, there's more evil spirit in Hawaii than in the mainland, right?
不知道出于某种原因，在夏威夷好像有更多的这种恶魔在那边。
I'm just joking around.
我只是在开玩笑而已。
Why? Because every time I go there, almost every night I sleep, evil spirit always come to bother me.
因为我去到那边，几乎每天晚上睡觉的时候，都会有邪灵的来攻击我。
But people in Hawaii they still worship idols nowadays.
在夏威夷的人还在拜偶像。
And a lot of them are also very superstitious.
那很多人也很迷信。
So every time I go to bed,
每一天晚上当我睡觉的时候
I always expect that, oh, Satan is going to come to bother me again.
那我都会想着说，那撒旦又会来找我了。
And because of this, it's so hard for me to get a good night's sleep.
所以每天晚上要睡得好并不容易。
And even go to sleep at members' house sometimes.
即使有时候去信徒家睡
I also feel evil spirit there.
我也会感受到那边有邪灵。
Go evil spirit all around us.
因为他这些邪灵都在我们的周围。
So that's why when we stand,
因此当我们站立
，we not stand like only in flesh and blood.
我们并不是只是靠血气而站立。
But we stand under the mighty power of God.
那我们是靠着神的大能来站立着。
Why? Because we always fighting against Satan.
因为我是在跟撒旦时刻在征战中。
But if we don't have this new creation,
但是当我们没有这个新人
，and if we don't have this new self.
没有这个穿上这个新的我
，then there's no need to fight against Satan.
那就没有办法跟就不需要跟撒旦来。
Why? Because our old self already belong to Satan.
因为我们还在旧的我当中的时候，这个旧人就已经是属于撒旦。
But if we have this new self,
但是当我们有这个新人
，then Satan will be always fighting against us.
那撒旦就会一直的来跟我们对敌。
Why? Because he wants to knock us down. So that's why we must be prepared. That's why in chapter 6 verse 11,
因此在第六章十一节,
Paul tells us that we must put on the whole armor of God.
保罗告诉我们说要穿戴好整套的全副的军装。
If we cannot put on the whole armor of God,
要是我们没有这样做的话,
then there's no way we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
那我们就没有办法在这场征战中得站立得住。
Of course, if we cannot stand against him, then he will knock us down.
要是我们在征战当中没有办法站立得住的时候，他就会把我们打倒。
Then from verse 14 to verse 18,
在14到16节,
this is the whole armor of God.
这个就是神全副军装。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14 to verse 18,
14节到18节。
And we know this very well.
我们都很熟悉。
But known is one thing.
但是了解这一段话是一回事。
But doing is another thing.
但是要把它行出来
又是一回事。 So we know we must stand to fight against Satan.
我们知道我们要站立得住来抵挡撒旦。
If we're going to stand,
要是我们站立得住的话,
stand with the whole armor of God.
那我们要靠着神的这副全副的军装来站立。
That's why in verse 14,
在十四节,
say, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用这你们所以要站稳了，用真理当做带子束腰，用公义当做护心镜遮胸。
So Paul tells us, in this new creation, we have to stand.
保罗告诉我们说，在这个新的创造当中要站稳。
If we have to stand, then we have to gird ourselves with truth.
这样的话，我们就要用真理来当腰带子束腰。
And if we have to stand, we must put on the breastplate of righteousness.
同样的，要站稳的话，要用公义当做护心镜来遮胸。
And only then that Satan cannot knock us down.
就这样，撒旦才不会打败我们。
And the same thing in verse 15.
继续十五节。
If we want to stand.
要是我们要站稳,
we must shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
我要用平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋穿在脚上,
which is also the word of God.
那就是神的道。
Then in verse 16,
十六节,
if we have to stand,
那我们要站稳的话,
we should take the shield of faith, which is be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one.
要拿着信徒当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
So we know if faith come by hearing.
要是我们知道信是从听道而来,
and hearing by the word of God,
那这听是来听神的道。
So we stand in faith.
当我们要站立在信仰当中站立的稳的话,
so this means we must stand in the word of God.
那换句话来说，我们要在神的道中站立的稳。
Same thing in verse 17.
同样的在十七节。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So we have to stand against Satan.
我们要站稳来对付撒旦。
There's no other way than to protect ourselves besides being filled with the Word of God.
除了靠神的道来充满我们之外，没有别的方法。
But being filled with the Word of God is not enough.
单单只是被神的话所充满还不足够。
We also must do what we must do in verse 18.
还有继续的十八节。
Say praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
随时多方祷告祈求。
This is also very important.
这非常重要。
So we have this new creation.
我们有这个新的创
造。And we have this newness of life.
我们有这个新人在我们生命当中。
And we must stand.
我们要站稳。
If we're going to stand, we must stand in the Word of God and in the Spirit of the Lord.
要是我们要站稳的话，就要靠着圣灵来站稳。
There's no other way to do it.
没有其他的方法。
But of course, it's not easy.
但是这并不容易。
Because Satan would try his best, always want to knock us down.
因为撒旦会用各种的方式来把我们打倒。
But even though when he knocks us down,
即使他把我们打倒了，
we must get up.
我们还是要站起来。
And when we get up, we cannot just stand, we must be able to walk also.
但是当我们在站起来的时候，不仅要站稳，而且还要可以走。
You know, if we think about if we're fighting against a person,
比如说我们在跟别人来打架，
there's no way we can fight by sitting down.
我们没有办法说坐着就把他打赢了。
If we sitting down and if we fighting sitting down, no way we can beat our enemies.
要是我们在坐着打的时候，没有办法打胜对方。
Of course, it's a little better when we fight against enemy when we are standing.
当然，要是我们站起来跟别人来打的时候，可能会好一点。
But if we only just stand there, and then it's very easy for our enemy to knock us down.
但是要是我们只是单单站着而已的话，很容易也让敌人把我们推倒。
It's nothing wrong with sitting.
那坐着没有什么不好的。
It's nothing wrong with standing.
站着也没有什么不好的。
But our goal will be able to walk according to this new creation.
但是我们的目标是要可以在这个新的创造当中行走出来。
And when we walk according to this new creation.
而且按着这个新的创造来走下去。
It's a little bit more difficult for Satan to knock us down.
这样就让撒旦更难的把我们打倒。
But when we walk, how should we walk?
但是当我们行走的时候，要如何来走呢？
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So when we walk according to image and likeness of God,
当我们在按着神的形象来走的时候
，We must walk worthy of His calling.
那我们走要按着要可以跟他的蒙召的恩相称。
And how can we walk according that is worthy of His calling?
那我们要如何来行走为人来可以按着蒙召的恩来相称呢
？We must walk with all lowliness according to verse 2.
那根据第二节，我们要有谦虚。
And we must walk with all gentleness.
那我们要有温柔。
We must walk with long suffering.
还要有忍耐。
We must walk bearing one another in love.
用爱心互相宽容。
And we must walk in unity.
而且还要团结。
So we be able to walk in these ways.
当我们在行走行事的时候，可以做到这一些。
And then there's no way that Satan can knock us down.
那撒旦就没有办法把我们击倒。
Because when we walk in humility and that lowliness,
当我们是凡事谦虚的时候
，Satan does not have a foothold to knock us down.
他没有，撒旦没有找到空隙可以把我们击倒。
Because only those of us who walk in pride that he can knock us down.
只有那些骄傲的人在行事的时候，那撒旦才有空子可以把他们击倒。
And if you walk in gentleness.
当我们行走的时候是温柔的话
There's no way Satan can knock us down.
那撒旦也没有办法击倒。
And if you walk in love for one another.
要是凭着爱心来走的时候
There's no way he can knock us down.
那撒旦也没有办法击倒我们。
If you walk in unity.
当我们靠着团结一致来走的话
There's no way he can knock us down.
撒旦也没有办法击倒。
So that's why let's think and reflect about this new creation.
因此当我们来思考一下这个新的创造。
Because our old self had passed away.
因为我们的旧人已经过去。
And the reason we have this new self because of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有这个新人是因为出于
So we have life in this new self.
我们在生命当中，在这个新的创造里面
，we should not live for ourselves.
我们不能再为自己而活
，but we should live for Him.
我们要为他而活。
So this means when we sit for Him.
当我们坐是为他而坐。
And when we stand for Him.
当我们站是为他而站。
And when we walk for Him.
当我们走是为他而走。
So in everything that we do all for Lord Jesus Christ.
无论我们做任何的事情，都是为他而做。
And only then that Satan cannot destroy us.
只有如此，我们才不会被撒旦而摧毁。
So let all of us manifest this new creation inside of us.
让我们每个人都可以在心里面来思考这个新的创造。
So when we sit, we be able to glorify the name of God.
让我们坐的时候可以荣耀神的名。
And when we stand, we be able to glorify the name of God.
当我们站着的时候，同样可以荣耀神。
And when we walk, we be able to glorify the name of God.
那我们走的时候也可以荣耀神的名。
Now let's rise up and sing one hymn 468.
让我们一起来唱诗468首。
468.
468首。